Psalm 8, verse 4, 5, and 6. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that you visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. That's Elohim in the Greek. The Hebrew, which is a reference to God. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Then he goes on to tell us what this glory and honor is that he's crowned us with. Verse 6, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Glory be to God. This verse is telling us what that glory and honor is. It references some other things, but it references this dominion. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
So it's really a reference back to Genesis. If you want to go back to Genesis, we're going to look at a few scriptures here to lay our foundation, if that's okay. Genesis chapter number 1, we read this in verse number 26 and verse number 28, pretty much saying the same thing. God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God made man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion. Have dominion. So this verse in Psalm 8 is talking about, or referencing, Genesis, where man was originally created, clothed in the glory of God. And he said here, crown. Now, if you look at the word crown, you know, a crown is something that sits on a king's head.
That's right.
Yeah. A crown is something that a king wears. It symbolizes his reign. It symbolizes his domain. It symbolizes his authority.
Yeah.
And so that's what he's referring to. When man was made, he was crowned. He called it here glory, with glory and honor. And then he told us a little bit more what that meant. It meant having dominion. And that's exactly what it says in Genesis chapter number 1. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness.
Yes.
Let me talk about that a minute. What is the image of God?
Yeah.
Well, the Bible talks about God as the God of glory.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? The Bible talks about God when it talks about the image of God here. Image, the word image means created in spirit beings. We're in the image of God. That means we're spirit beings. We're in the likeness of God, or in the image of God, first of all, we're created in righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians calls that the image of God. And we're also in the likeness of God, meaning that we do things like he does. A man in dominion does things like God does. How does God do things? He showed us in Genesis. He said, let there be, and it was.
Yep.
Isn't that right? That's what likeness means. You look up the word likeness in the Greek, and it means the way God does things. Amen? Do things the way he does. Act like him. Operate like he does. In his image means glorified, because man was clothed with the glory. It means he's a spirit man, and he's created righteous and holy. That's the image of God. But in his likeness refers to the honor he was crowned with to do things like God.
Yes.
To declare a thing and it be established unto him. Now you might say, well, why, Pastor, are you preaching on this? Because you're going to hear a lot about this year. By the direction of the Lord. The Lord dealt with me. I was praying back. I really wasn't praying about the new year, about 2022. I really wasn't praying about it. I just praying and worshiping God. And I heard this in my spirit. 2022, the year crowned with glory and honor. Hallelujah. And so I started, and instantly I thought of this verse, and I knew immediately what the Lord was saying to me. He was saying to me, I want you to preach more on the dominion and authority of the believer this year.
Amen. Amen.
And as those who walk in the light of it, they'll go to another level of operating in this. And another level of operating in it will bring this year into a year of glory and honor.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. to the degree we walk in our dominion this year will be the degree of we walk in the glory and honor of God. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The reason it's going to be a year crowned with glory and honor is because he crowned you with glory and honor. And this year you're going to another level of operating in the dominion of God. Because we're going to preach on this and preach on this and preach on this. Years ago, probably more like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even longer than that, we spent a lot of time on this. And we haven't talked a whole lot about it for the last couple of years. Not that we're kind of always kind of hitting on it a little bit. But there's supposed to be an emphasis on this year. Because God wants to do some mighty, mighty, mighty things. Praise God. And so we're going to obey him in that, and we're all going to go to another level. God's endeavoring to train a remnant of people in this last days who get the job done. And this is one thing we've got to learn to walk in to get the job done in this life before we go on to be with the Lord. And we've got to gain knowledge. You can't walk in something you don't have revelation of. Revelation of your dominion is the first step to walking in dominion. You know, you don't act like who you are. You act like who you see yourself to be. People act like, in so many situations, they act like they have no power to do anything about it. I'm talking about the realm of your dominion. You don't have dominion in other people's lives. But in the realm of your dominion, you literally have the right to say what happens. Now go over to Matthew 18:18. Well, these are going to be two main texts we use to get this to preach this message here. Matthew 18:18. You're familiar with it, but don't just think about it while I'm preaching. Go ahead and turn to it, because I don't know about you. Have you ever quoted verses for years and then gone and looked at it and it actually didn't say exactly the way you said it? I found that out about the Ephesians 1 prayer a couple weeks ago. I usually always quote it. And I went back to read it and I thought, wait a minute, that's not the way I've been saying that. It's like, oh my goodness. So, but Matthew 18, look at verse 18. Verily I say unto you, this is Jesus talking to you. Amen. Say it out loud. The Bible is God speaking to me. Well, I just don't know what to do. Well, here he's going to tell you what to do. He's talking to us. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Jesus said that. Say it out loud. Jesus said, whatever I bind will be bound. Whatever I loose will be loosed. Amen. That's what Jesus said about you and me. We have the power of binding and loosing. The authority to do that, in other words. Amen. Isn't that good?
Yes.
Now, we know here he said he crowned him back here in Psalm 8. He crowned him with glory and honor and gave him to have dominion. We know he's referring, because he's right, this is the Old Testament, talking about Psalm 8. He's referring back to Adam.
Yes.
Adam was originally crowned with glory and honor.
Yes.
In other words, that means we know he was clothed in the glory of God. We've shared that many times. He had a literal manifestation of the presence of God on him.
Yes.
And that glory was so thick that they couldn't even see his physical body. Remember, as soon as they sinned, they lost the glory of God, and they knew they were naked. That's the first time they realized they didn't have any clothes on. Because they were clothed in the glory of God. So he was crowned with glory and honor. And the glory and honor refers, of course, to the manifest presence of God, but it also refers to the image and likeness of God. It refers to his dominion. Even back in Genesis, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Then the very next thing he said was, let him have dominion. That's the image and that's the likeness of God. That's the glory and that's the honor of God. If we get, I don't think we'll get to it this morning because I have other things in my heart, but I could take you through verses, John 17. We'll talk about it. We won't turn there. But Jesus said, restore unto me the glory that I had with thee before the world began.
Amen.
And if you look that up, that's an exalted position. And that was fulfilled whenever he rose from the dead and was raised up to sit down at the right hand of the Father of God. He was raised in glory and seated in an exalted, glorious place. But guess what? Not just he was seated in an exalted glory. We were raised up together and made to sit together. Praise God. And he called that in John 17, the glory of God.
Glory of God.
Restore unto me the glory that I had. Maybe we'll look into that. That's the reference to the authority at the right hand of the Father that he received whenever he was raised from the dead. And Ephesians 1 and 2, by the way, talks about you and I getting in on that. Amen. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Time passed, you walked according to the course of the world, so forth. And then he said, and he hath raised us up together, made us sit together. Ephesians 2, 1, yes, 1 down through verse 6, 7, 8. He's raised us up. And so you hath he quickened. Why? Because you became alive spiritually. The new position of the new creation is a seat far above. It's a glorious position. It's a glorious position. Amen. And it came through eternal life. You hath he quickened. That means made alive. Now you can understand Romans 5:17. Go over to Romans 5:17. I know you've read these verses, but we're going to get in here. We're not going to read them. We're going to dig around in them. Romans 5:17 talks about Adam again. Let me just turn to it so I read it right. Romans 5:17. Romans, the fifth chapter. Verse number 17. Notice it tells us about Adam. And it says, for if by one man's offense, that's Adam's offense, death reigned by one. That's spiritual death. Of course, physical death got in through spiritual death. Yes, sir. If by one man, Adam's offense, death reigned by one man, Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in what?
Yes.
Life. That actually is the Greek word for zoe, eternal life.
Right.
They reign because of they have eternal life. They reign in eternal life by one Jesus Christ. Not by one you, by one Jesus Christ. You don't reign because you're something, you reign because he's something. And you were raised with him. And you received eternal life, and eternal life has a new position in the spirit realm. It's a place of reigning. Amen. Eternal life is a place of reigning. Hey, you didn't just get the ticket to heaven when you got eternal life. You got the victory over all the forces of darkness. All the forces that opposed Jesus and tried to keep him from being raised up from death. They were defeated in Jesus, and you got in on that through being born into Christ. Amen. So God made man, when it says here in Psalm 8, thou madest him to have dominion, the Old Testament's referring to Adam originally. We know from the book of Genesis that Adam sinned and lost that. 2 Corinthians 4:4 calls Satan the god of this world. Pastor, you might say, Pastor, you haven't said anything I haven't heard before. Well, we look around our lives. I'm talking about my life as well. We look around our lives and we're still not reigning like we should be.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
So we maybe don't know it like we need to know it.
Yes, sir.
Don't come to church just always looking for something new.
Thank you.
God will take you, I've learned this over the years, God will take you through a truth and he'll establish it further in your life. And then he'll take you on to other truths and so forth. And then he'll circle you around and bring you back to that same truth and start talking to you about it again. And you'll go, oh yeah, I knew that, but my goodness, I didn't see it like that. Now that, and you're going to another level. You're operating in another level. The Bible talks about line upon line and precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. I'm reigning more than I ever have, but not like I'm going to be at the end of 2022. So Adam had this dominion, and here in Psalms he's referring to that. He's referring to what God created in the state in which God created Adam. But Adam sinned and he lost that. However, we know that Jesus came to restore man back to his rightful dominion. And that's the glory and honor of God upon a man. That's what this is. That's what the glory of God is. It is a reference to the glory and honor. Now notice, thou crownest him, man, with glory and honor. This is the glory and honor of God, but it's on a man. It's the man's crowned with it. So this is a reference to a man in authority that God delegated to him. And the glory of God is a man acting like God.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, Pastor, you're going too far. We're not supposed to act like God. Well, then tear out Ephesians out of your Bible. Especially Ephesians 5:1. Don't you dare. Don't you dare let Ephesians 5:1 in your Bible. You need to tear that out.
All right, come on.
If you don't believe we're supposed to act like God.
Come on.
Bible said in Ephesians 5:1 there, be ye therefore, King James says, I quoted like the original Greek says it so much, followers. King James says followers. Be ye therefore followers of God. Look it up in the Greek and you'll see it means imitators.
Yes.
That's right.
Imitators. If you imitate God, you're acting like God.
That's right.
Yes.
I didn't say you were God.
Yeah.
Thank God you're not. Thank God I'm not.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But we are told as little children imitate their father, we're to imitate our father.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Come on now.
We're to act like him. Now specifically there, he's talking about walking in love, but he didn't just limit it to that. You remember whenever Jesus, who was God, by the way, can anybody agree with you? When he walked the earth, he was God. He was man too, but he was God. Do you know whenever he rebuked the storm, they marveled at him? And he said to them, where's your faith? In other words, you should have acted that way. What? Me? Not me?
Yes. Come on.
He said, where's your faith?
Where's your faith?
In other words, you should have acted that way.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I just say something? I can't hold back anymore. I got to just say it. Like, Jesus was God's sample son.
He sure was.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
Somebody said he was the only begotten of the Father. For a while he was the only begotten, but he brought many sons to glory.
Yes,
he did.
He's the firstborn among many brethren.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He was just his God's sample of how all the rest of us is supposed to live.
Yes.
I shouldn't say just, because he was God too.
Yeah. Yes,
but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
He was not operating on the earth as God, although he was. He was operating as a man anointed by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If that's not true, why did he say, the works that I do shall you do also?
Yes.
And greater works than these.
Come on now.
Come on.
Shouldn't say that if we can't act like God. Amen. And we could go on and on. See, there's a lot of religion taught rather than Bible truth. Amen. So man lost this, but Jesus came to restore this back. And the glory of God is man acting like God as God intended him to act in the circumstances of life. To give honor means to give authority. Now, let me just give you a couple of references on that, because there's things that people read and they don't understand. We just referred to what glory means. Look at, let me give you a couple of verses here. Psalm 8 is one of them. It says, he crowned him with glory and honor and gave him dominion. So that's an indication that honor means dominion. Then we read in Psalm 145, 5-9, he talks about being able to bind and to stop certain things, 5-9, Psalm 149, 5-9. And then he said, this honor have all his saints. This honor. What is that honor? The ability to bind. The place of authority to bind and loose. We're going over this quick because I don't have the time to spend a lot of time on it. Maybe sometime we'll spend more time on it. Numbers 27, 18-21. God told Moses to put Joshua in a place of leadership. And then he said, put some of your honor on him. That's what God said. That was God's language. That's the way God termed that. Put some of your honor on him. He's talking about putting him in a place of authority. Giving him some authority.
That's good.
The authority of the believer is an honor given to us by God.
Amen.
Really, any place of authority is a place of honor. You can find that also in 2 Chronicles 26, verse number 18. Hezekiah went into he tried to intrude into the priest's office and offer incense in the temple. And God said, send some mighty men in there and get him out of there. He was anointed to be king, but he wasn't anointed to be priest. And so they went in there and they stopped him and they said, it's not given to you, it doesn't appertain to you to offer incense in the priest's office. And you being in here doing this will not be for your honor before God. In other words, this office is not something that God honored you with.
Yeah.
That what, you understand what he's saying? So he's talking about being in a place, in a station, in an office, in a position, and trying to usurp something that wasn't given to him. So places of authority, positions, are places of honor. That's just a real quick synopsis of this glory and honor that we're talking about. Now, with that being said, let's think about this. According to Genesis, God made man in his image and in his likeness. And so we're to do things how he operates. He operates in faith and authority. That's how he started everything that's down here. And he still does that today. I remember one time whenever there was a, this was years ago, not any of the last couple of elections. This was probably three or four presidential elections ago. I remember a particular man that was coming on the scene. He was winning primaries. You know, they win their party's primaries before they get the nomination. Then they compete with their other party. Yeah. So this man was coming up in this particular primary series. And he came out, spoke against some men of God. He spoke against two ministers and rebuked them for what they said or something like that. And I was busy that day, and I turned on the news that night. I think I was actually out in California preaching. And I turned on the news, and I saw that, and the word of the Lord came to me. And he said, the Lord said, Jesus is the rise, and I spoke this right to the television. Jesus is the rise and fall of many in this nation, and you just fell. And you go back and study it. If I told you who it was, you could go back and study it. He began to win. He won everything until he hit that primary. Boom, then he went off the scene. And he didn't get the nomination. How'd God do that? With an utterance. I said, with an utterance. Did you get that? With an utterance. That's how God operates. That's how God operates. And that's how we're supposed to operate. In our realm of authority. Now, so 2022, the year crowned with glory and honor. Tell your neighbor, that's what's going to be like for me this year. It'll be a year of glory and honor to the degree that you and I respond to walking in this realm of authority. We can have complete dominion over the affairs of our realm of authority. Hallelujah. So the Lord's been talking to me about ministering more on this, and we're going to do that more this year. He's really trying to raise up a remnant to reign and rule in this era and get the job done. I don't know if you've ever read, Brother Hagin prophesied. Well, I shouldn't say it was a prophecy. I don't know if it was a prophecy or if he just said it. But he said this, before Jesus comes again, there's going to be a whole company of believers who will rise up with the authority that is theirs. They will know what is theirs, and they will do the work that God intended they should do. I want you to notice how he connected walking in believers walking in their authority and doing the work God intended that they do. Did you see that? In other words, what does that mean? We're not going to do the work God intended for us to do if we don't walk in authority.
That's right. Amen.
Somebody said, why? Well, it's real easy. Satan will hinder it.
That's right. That's right.
I said, Satan will hinder it.
Yes, sir.
He'll oppose it and succeed where there's a vacuum of honor he's invited to come in. Where there's a vacuum of authority. Where people aren't walking in their dominion, he is able to do things. You understand? And so that's what I think it's interesting how Brother Hagin said that there's coming before Jesus comes. Tell your neighbor that can be right now because he hasn't come yet. There's going to be a whole company of believers that will rise up in with the authority that is theirs. They will know what is theirs and they will do the work that God intended them to do. Notice number one, we have to know what is ours. We have to know our authority. And then we have to operate in it. Because he said, there have come before Jesus comes a whole company of believers who will rise up with the authority that is theirs. In other words, they'll operate in that authority. And then he said, they'll do the work that God intended they should do. Amen?
Amen.
We're not going to get the job done down here without our authority.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So no man can walk in authority that he doesn't know about. I'm not talking about a mental knowing. I'm talking about a revelation.
Yes.
But you and I should decide we're going to be a part of that company that Brother Hagin talked about. That's going to be us. I decide. This is not something that God just picks a generation and said, I pick that generation to walk in their authority. No, this is something we decide.
Yes, sir.
We decide. We're going to walk in our God-given authority. I said, we're going to walk in it. It doesn't just fall on one generation because God just took a liking to that generation. Amen. Each generation has to take up what he is offering and say, we're going to walk in what God called us to do. I like it. Tell your neighbor, you like it too, don't you? I decide I'm going to be a part of that company. I don't know if you remember when Pastor Nancy was here back when our camp meeting was at August, I believe, last year. I don't know if you remember. She got up one service and she said, I was awakened last night in the middle of the night with one statement, one phrase that the Lord gave me on the subject of dominion. And I started writing it down and the revelation kept coming and I ended up with 40 pages of notes. That stood out to me. She got that. Now, I know she has a ministry to the whole body of Christ, not just to this congregation. So I understand that. But that's the fact that she got it here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything that we should... Ringy-dingy.
Yeah.
Amen? And she started preaching it, never has preached past the first few pages of it. You understand what I'm talking about? That's interesting to me. Tell your neighbor, we ought to pay attention to this message now. And so, we're going to say some things. We're going to just dig around in this for a while. We're going to restate some things maybe you've heard. We're going to say things maybe you haven't heard. But the point is, let's walk further into this realm of revelation. Too many times in the body of Christ, people act like they don't have any ability to do anything about their situation. It's not that they don't have any authority. It's that they don't have any revelation. Like I said, you don't act like who you are. You act like who you see yourself to be. I remember back whenever we were kids, we on the farm, we had these things we called calf hutches. They were just a little square, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 feet wide, maybe eight or 10 feet long. It had a roof over it, sides in it, a little place for calves to get out of the weather. But they were chained to that calf hutch. And it was, you know, I don't know, maybe 10-foot chain. It wasn't like they couldn't walk around, but they could go outside of it, in front of themselves. And they got so used to that chain, they just you know, stay within that. They tug against and find out they can't go any further. And it programmed them to where they didn't know they could go any further. If you took that chain off, they still wouldn't go any further. Well, that's what's happened to Christians.
Right.
Jesus in the new birth took the chain off. But they're acting like they can't go any further than what they've been doing. Or how far they've been going. It's not a matter that there's that calf back in the calf hutch. It's not a matter he's still bound. It's that he thinks he's still bound. The bondage is right here. And that's what the devil did for all those years. He programmed us, and we didn't know we had any, and we didn't have any authority under his kingdom. But then we were born again, and religion kept us bound in our thinking, like we didn't have any authority. So we're still living, not us, but people are still living like they still don't have any authority. It's a lack of revelation. And there's never a message, let me just warn you ahead of time, there's never been a message that I've preached that's been more opposed. Well, let's not preach it then. No, that's not the way you address these things. You don't get peace by backing off your authority. You get peace by taking authority. Things will settle down as you operate in them. You don't make deals with the devil and say, I'll leave you alone if you don't mess with me, I won't mess with you. You know, you start walking in your authority. Every time you go to walking in this, the devil throws tantrums. Let me explain. When we used to preach on this subject in healing school, we'd preach on healing, we'd preach on faith, we'd preach on different things because they instructed us just stay with faith and healing and what applies to faith and healing, helping people get healed. Well, authority applies to healing. So we would preach on different subjects and then we'd preach on authority from time to time. Every time. Tell your neighbor every time. And you know I'd go to hell for lying. This is absolutely the truth. Every time we go to preach on that, the crowd would drop off. Why would they drop off? Because they'd been getting admitted to the hospital. Things come up. Distractions come up. They couldn't get there. You know, something happened. Sometimes up to half the crowd. This is the most hated doctrine after the new birth in the New Testament. The devil hates this. The church, generally speaking, as the church of the body of Christ as a whole, is bound with a doctrine of sovereignty. They're blinded because of that doctrine to the realities of let him have dominion. They're blinded to Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind will be bound in heaven. They are praying for heaven to do something, and that verse says earth moves first.
That's right.
Heaven backs earth up. But they won't do it on their own. They're waiting for earth to bind or loose. And things will be bound or loose. That verse puts earth first. It says heaven will back up earth. The religious people are trying to wait for the other way around.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll back up heaven. Heaven says, I'll back you up.
That's right.
In other words, earth has to make its move first. What's our move? Bind. What's our move? Take authority. What does bind mean? If somebody's bound, they're restrained. They might even still be present. They might still have the same intention in mind. They want to do it. But they're bound.
You can't
cast devils off this planet. Send them into the abyss. You can't do that. They have a right to be here. Adam's lease gave them the right to be here. But they don't have a right to rule us because we're the redeemed. So you can't say, get off the earth and leave me alone. You say, I bind you.
That's right.
That keeps him from being able to do what he intends to do.
Yes,
he still has it in his mind. He still isn't imagining a mischievous device against you, but he will not be able to do it because he's bound. Ha, ha, ha. Thank God for that right and that privilege. It is a right, it is a privilege, but let me tell you something else it is. It is a responsibility. We've got to learn this responsibility. Amen. And so God wants us to emphasize this subject this year. Now, this is the church's assignment. There are many blessings and many benefits and many privileges. And the authority of the believer is a privilege too. It's a blessing too. But don't misunderstand me. But what I'm saying is this goes beyond just that. This is our assignment.
Yes.
Jesus said, occupy till I come.
Yes.
That just isn't a privilege. That's a responsibility.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's a responsibility.
Amen.
We are supposed to be dealing with evil forces. In our realm of authority. Now, we're going to have to talk about what our domain is. You know, here he's talking about a king. Well, he's talking about being crowned. Let's put it that way. Crowned him with glory and honor. A crown is something you wear.
Oh, yeah.
Or let me rephrase that. It's something that a king wears. Well, are we kings?
Yeah.
Well, read your Bible. Jesus is king of
kings.
And lord of
lords.
He's made us kings and priests unto our God. What does a king do? He reigns. Every king has a realm of domain. Every king has a realm of domain. You have a realm of domain. Let's just name a few. Your body is your body. Your mind is your mind. Your home and your possessions are your possessions. Your assignment in the body of Christ is your assignment in the body of Christ. Wherever and your anointing and your calling is yours, and you have authority there. And those realms of authority, and I'll be honest with you, there's even spots on the earth, geographical areas, that you have dominion over. Your house is a place you can exercise dominion. You can say, not here.
That's right. Not here.
Not here. We have had so many things happen around this church property. But not here. It is wild. I had a vision one time. I saw the angels lined on the property. I mean, they were right next to one another. I'm like, man, don't try to get through that. You can't get through that. Glory. So you have a domain. You have a realm of authority. It'd be good for you to study what that realm is. You actually remember whenever the Lord spoke to, whenever COVID came around, remember the Lord said, you have authority to forbid the transfer of COVID-19 on this property. In the daycare. He's referring to the daycare. Amen. That's the authority. Remember, I heard testimony Leanne gave on Wednesday night. I don't know that we know much about authority. Every now and then people tap in, they get a little insight into it. They get a little glimpse into it. They end up operating in it, almost not even aware of what they're operating in. And they see how it works, and they're like, wow. And then they go the way and forget about it. But see, we need to keep on pressing into the revelation of this.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Press into the revelation of this. Hallelujah. So Adam lost it, but Jesus got it back. Why else would he say, whatever you bind is bound, whatever you loose is loosed? That's just one verse of many that indicates Jesus got it back. So if Jesus came to get this back for us, because he crowned man with dominion and honor, and Jesus, Adam lost it, Satan became the god of this world, but Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and he gave us authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Whatever you bind is bound, whatever you loose is loose, whatever you resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Those are all verses that talk about our authority. If Jesus went to the cross to get that back, I know he went to get us back too. But he didn't just get us back, he got our authority back. He came to seek and save that which was lost. You were lost, but so was your authority. So was your authority. Jesus came when he rose from the dead. He said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. So he got it. But he didn't take it to heaven with him. He turned to us and said, go ye therefore.
Go ye. That's right.
Go ye therefore.
Yes.
He's delegating that authority. And then he said, the first thing he said in the book of Mark is, you'll cast out devils. Or maybe that's not the first thing, but I know it's right in there. You'll cast out devils. These are signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they'll cast out devils. In other words, exercise authority.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So he said, it's all given to me. You go exercise
that's
it.
Right. That's right.
You go exercise it. You remember Paul's revelation in the book of Ephesians is, and other books, but he is the head. We are the body. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
We have been raised to be seated with him. The body has been raised to be seated with the head at the right hand of the throne of God. And we are the ones who exercise the authority of that headship. We're the one that exercise the authority of that throne. Let's say after service today, Brother Andre comes to me and says, we'd like to take you to lunch. And I just have been working. I haven't been. I'm rested and everything. But let's say I've just been working, and I came to service just barely awake, and I just need some rest. And I say, Brother Andre, I would love to. I enjoy your fellowship, so forth and so on. But I've got to go get some rest. My head wants to. But the body is not in agreement. So I'm not going to go. Jesus is the head, and there's some things he wants to do, but the body has to. The body has to agree with it.
That's good.
Has to agree with it.
That's
really
good.
Amen. Well, glory. So I and you have been raised, and we have dominion. Jesus died to get this back. It was lost. He came to get it back. That tells you what it's worth to him. He didn't want that to be lost. He came to get it back. He came to redeem man, but he also came to get that authority and that dominion back. And so he knew without getting this right, because this is part of our inheritance. But without us knowing about this part of our inheritance, let me just tell you something. The rest of your inheritance isn't going to work right. God originally put Adam in the Garden of Eden. The word Eden means luxury, or really means voluptuous. It means luxurious. He put him in a place of luxury, but he didn't just put him there and give him all the blessings. He gave him authority over the enemy. He didn't exercise that authority, but he gave it to him. Why did he also give him authority? Because he knew that the rest of his inheritance wouldn't work without the authority of the believer.
Oh, wow.
Without the authority that he gave him.
Come on.
Because you can have, and we are. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
Yes.
Aren't we?
Yes.
He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Yes.
When's he going to do that?
He already did.
He already has.
He already did.
Yeah. So we're blessed. We got it all. But without exercising this, it won't come to you.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus was teaching Brother Hagin whenever he taught him how to prosper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Claim what you need. Bind the devil. Release the angels. That's exercising authority. Part of that's exercising authority. Can you see why people have been blessed, but they're not walking in it? Because they're not loosing it. The devil has it bound up somewhere. They got to loose it. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to dig in this until you have a look of recognition on your face. Amen. And so we've got to learn to wear this crown. A crown is something you wear. We've got to learn to wear it well. You look much better walking in dominion.
That's right. Amen. Yes, sir. That's good.
There's something about this crown that makes your face shine. I don't know if it's the reflection of the glory or just the joy of watching the blessings of God come. Oh, glory to God. But you just look better crowned with glory. You don't look right all dominated, broke, busted, and disgusted. That doesn't look like a believer. That doesn't look like somebody that's redeemed. That doesn't look like somebody in dominion. Getting everything the world gets.
Yeah.
Having the same divorce rate. Having the same problems. Having the same mental oppression.
Yeah.
That doesn't look like a believer.
Nope.
It doesn't look right. You look better crowned. Learn to wear this crown. Learn to wear it well in 2022. Hallelujah. Heaven has authorized you to bind and loose. Has authorized you to rule and reign. The master key to it all is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you learn what's in that name and all the resources behind that name and all that's the authority that's in that name, life will look different for you. We're to dominate circumstances. We're to dominate situations. We're to dominate in the realm of our calling. We're to dominate in whatever authority we've been given. I was praying last night about this and talking to the Lord, writing some things down, and he reminded me how that he had said to me, and I told you that we're behind in the prayer. Spirit of Faith Family Church is behind in prayer. Last night, he said to me, you're also behind in this authority. That's why I'm addressing you about it. We're behind in the revelation where we should be in our authority. And do you know if you get behind in exercising your authority, that whatever you have charge of starts dropping behind?
Yes, sir.
Spirit of Faith Family Church is behind where we should be financially.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I'm just telling you what he told me.
Yeah, amen. Come on.
To have to buy, to borrow, he told me, to borrow for that parking lot, you're behind. You shouldn't have had to do that.
Come on.
All right, come on.
He led me to. But we shouldn't have had to. Y'all still there? Don't get upset at me. I'm just telling you what he told me. We're behind in some things. Whatever. See, God works through authority. Let me say it this way. He moves and works where he is authorized to move and work. Where is he authorized to move and work? Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. In other words, heaven's authority can operate when earth takes authority.
All right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yep, see that.
Are you still there?
Yes.
The Lord said that to me. He said, I move. God's talking. And he said, I move on authority.
Yes.
In other words, I move where I'm authorized to move.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I gave man dominion over the earth. Do you realize that if man was given dominion over the earth, then God doesn't have it?
Yeah. That's right.
Now, a lot of Christians have problems with that. But Jesus delegated it. When he got it back for man, he delegated it back to the church. If God gave it to man, then he doesn't have it. He gave man dominion. Now, the fact that the world is in the fallen condition that it's in today is proof God did not have the dominion to stop Adam yielding to the devil.
You're right.
If God had the ability to come in and stop that, he would have come in and stopped it.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Save this planet from the mess we're in.
Yes, sir. Come on.
The curse and disease and mental oppression and hate and division and wars and you name it. Financial messes.
Yes, sir.
This planet is in a mess.
Yeah.
The fact that this planet is in a mess is proof God doesn't have dominion down here. Because if he did, he would have stopped all this.
Exactly. Yes,
man got us into this place because man had the authority. That's why Jesus became a man.
Yes.
Because he couldn't regain that authority as God. He had to do it as a man.
That's right. Come on.
And he did it.
Yes.
But he rose from the dead and said, here's the keys.
That's right.
I'm he that was dead and is alive again. I have the keys. But then he said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind is bound. Whatever you loose is loose. God put it back in our hands. Amen. So he moves on authority. In other words, as man takes his place, he can move. Amen. What if man doesn't take his place? That's why we got messes down here. That's why we got messes down here. We're learning. In our own lives, we're learning. How many of your lives are better off than it used to be 10 years ago? Because we're learning, but we're going to have to keep on learning. We're going to have to keep on going. Jesus got it back. Adam lost it, but Jesus got it back. Now, so we're to dominate in all these situations. We've got to make it a habit of responding to our authority when these things arise rather than responding to our feelings, to our emotions, and to natural thinking. Has anybody ever had circumstances and you had all the feelings of defeat? All the feelings of it's over? All the feelings of quitting? All the feelings like you couldn't do anything about it? We're learning to stop responding to those feelings and start pointing to it and say, in the name of Jesus, you are bound.
Amen. Come on.
And when you do it, you don't feel anything. But authority is not a feeling. I said authority is not a feeling. Amen. Amen. If circumstances seem to bear down on you, and you seem to only be able to keep one nostril above water all the time, I'm encouraging you to refresh yourself in dominion. Who you really are, where you're seated. What your rights are, what your privileges are. My whistle has been wet this morning. I want to get into this more. Praise the Lord. So notice he said the Lord has been mindful of us. We'll wrap this up here. The Lord has been mindful of us. Notice that. He's been mindful of us. And he said, back there in Psalm, you remember that? See how that started out? Where art man that thou art mindful of him? Then you gave him dominion. When he gave you dominion, he was mindful of the fact that Satan was going to oppose you. And he thought ahead of time about what you were going to need. And he said, I'm giving him dominion. How mindful, how thoughtful. How thoughtful. God's ahead of everything the devil's doing. Amen. So glory be to God. Tell your neighbor, I've got a crown on my head. Amen. Let's be true to what he made us. He made us to have dominion. He made us. That's what we're made for. That's our lot in life. I mean, in the new birth, you might say. That's our lot in the new birth. That's our position in the new birth. He made us. Let's be true to who he made us. You know why he made you? so that when circumstances arise, you could make them. He made you so you could make them what God intended they be.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Dominion means whatever the devil starts, you finish.
Yes, that's right. Yes, sir. Amen.
Dominion means whenever he says it's going to go this way, you have a say and you say, no, according to the word of God, I stand on the word of God and I say it'll go according to the word of God.
Amen.
He starts it, you finish it.
Amen.
That's dominion.
Yes.
He made you so you could make it.
Yes.
In other words, make it obey you.
That's right.
You remember that passage we wrote about it in the blog, preached about it here. Remember that passage in Psalms where it talks about, go through the valley of weeping, you make it a place of pools of blessing. You remember that? And we talked about God made you so you could make it. He made you to have dominion so you could make circumstances. What the devil means for the worst of times, you can make it the best of times. That's what we were sharing about in the offering. The devil's got some plans for 2022.
Yes.
But we're going to be the best. It's going to be the best of times for us. Because we're going to exercise dominion.
That's right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo, 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 woo. I did that to wake some of you up. You're still hadn't come to church yet. Let's be true to what he made us for. How many of you know God made this crown to fit us just perfectly? Amen. It's not 17 sizes too big. He made it just for us. I mean, you got a crown on your head. Looks good on you. Praise God. How many of you ladies, you go to the store and you find your right size and you look at the one that looks good in you and you look in the mirror and isn't that right? God made a crown to look just perfect on you. Glory. Hallelujah. You look good in it. Hallelujah. A lot of people are cranky because they're being dominated. Amen. But we're going to learn about this exact same dominion that we have, that Jesus has. That Jesus has that we have, I should say. We're going to learn about this so we're not cranky all the time. Amen.
Yes,
cranky folks aren't people in dominion.
Right.
Cranky folks are being dominated. Yeah, I mean, people that are ruling and reigning, they got the joy of the Lord. Because the devils are subject unto us in thy name. You remember those 70 that came back and they said, look at this, the devils are even subject to us in thy name. They got thrilled about it. Nothing wrong with that. Jesus just said, don't just focus on devils, focus on that your name's in the kingdom of God. But there's nothing wrong with rejoicing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because you don't have to be under all the dominion and the works of the devil.
Yeah.
Praise God. Looks good on you. Look at your neighbor and see if they got a crown on their head. You can see it in their eyes. Yeah, you can see it's a look. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what binding and loosing is all about. Whatever you bind, remember some translations say, whatever you forbid will be forbidden. Whatever you loose will be loose. Or other translations say, allow will be allowed. Learn to wear this dominion. Learn to speak. Don't operate like the world where you just fight with your fleshly efforts to dominate things. No, you stand back and you speak to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're getting better at this. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm going to have to wrap this up here. But I came in, and my wife helped me recognize it. I thank God for it because, you know, sometimes people don't like these kind of things. They don't receive from their spouses. But I had to recognize it, that I would go through cycles of bad, when we first got married, I mean, cycles of just like a cloud over my head, just a bad attitude, just an irritation, just a grumpiness.
Uh-huh.
Just a harshness, I go through cycles like that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And she pointed out to me, and I recognized, I said, you know what, it's not pretty, but she told the truth.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How many of you know we got to receive from our spouse sometimes?
Yes,
we do.
Yes.
You know, maybe once a year or something like that. I'm kidding. But, no, and I went to the Lord about it, and I knew exactly what it was.
Right.
It was oppression.
Yeah.
It was in the spirit realm. What was on my dad was trying to get on me. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not trying to be, critical of anybody. I'm just saying, you just have to fess up and say, hey,
yes, sir.
Yeah. It's ugly, but it's me.
Yeah. It's true.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know I recognize that after holidays in this church?
Oh, yeah.
People come back from being around their relatives.
Yeah.
Do you know we just dug this service out only about 15 minutes ago because that's the way we came in?
All right. Come on.
Ah, Pastor. Well, see, what do you want, a pastor or a hireling? Which one do you want?
Oh, pastor.
Oh, okay.
Pastor.
Amen. Amen. I recognize it on one of our staff. I've been seeing it for a week and a half.
All right.
I'm just waiting to see if they get it off of themselves.
All right, come on.
Because I'll get it off of them.
Yeah, come on with it.
But it'd be better if they get it off themselves.
Yeah, come on. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You're not on staff, aren't you glad?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Stand up with me and shout this morning. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Glory be to God. Say it out loud. We are
blood-bought
children
of the living God.
We are made one
with Jesus
and joint heirs
with Christ.
When He was raised,
we were raised.
When He was seated, we were seated. We're seated right now with Christ, far above all the principalities, all powers, all might and dominion. Hallelujah. That's our present position now. Thank God for it. I tread over the forces of darkness in 2022. They're under my feet, far beneath my feet. And all that goes around in the world will not touch me. In the name of Jesus, for I'm far above it. Ha ha ha. I'm redeemed. God came in the form of Jesus and got my authority back. And now it's mine. He made me to have dominion. And that's where I am right now. Seated, crowned with dominion. Glory! No oppression. No bondage. No disease. No virus. No oppression or sickness of any kind. No affliction. No harassment of the enemy. No poverty. No curse will be able to attach itself to me or dominate me this year in the name of Jesus. I'll tread it all down to the glory of God. It is my right, and it is my privilege to do so. And not only that, it is my responsibility. I take my place in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Complete authority. The Bible says we always triumph in Christ. That doesn't mean nothing will come against us. It just means regardless of what comes, we always triumph. When the dust settles, it's going to be us holding up the trophy. We got it. We won. Thank God. Hallelujah. Come on up, honey. Praise the Lord.
Authority in Him. Authority in Him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Authority in Him, authority in you. I can do all things through Christ in 2022. I rise high up in His dominion on me. I rise, He fills my cup as I speak. I am free. Authority in Him, authority in you. I can do all things through Christ in 2022. Sing it with me. Authority in Him, authority in you. I can do all things through Christ in 2022. I rise up in dominion. I speak that I am free. Healing and His goodness overcome me. Authority in Him, authority in you. I can do all things through Christ in 2022. One more time. Authority in Him, authority in you. I can do all things through Christ in 2022.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.